Salut, c'est Peace Out, des histoires pour se calmer et la relaxation. Je m'appelle Chanel. It's officially spring. Spring is a beautiful time of year here because it's when we begin to see baby birds and animals, green buds appearing on trees, and flowers begin to brighten everything up with their color. Do you have a favorite flower? Maybe it's a rose, a hyacinth, or a tulip? My favorite flowers are daisies. They're just so simple and sweet, and seeing them always makes me smile. Today, we're going to pretend to be a little seed that grows into a beautiful flower. Ready? Set? Grow. Start by sitting down. Make any adjustments to your body needed to make sure you're comfortable. Close your eyes and breathe. For the next minute, just focus on your breathing. Can you hear yourself breathing? What does it sound like? Is that how it normally sounds? Are you breathing through your nose? How does the air feel as it rushes through your nose and into your lungs? Keep focusing on your breath as I do the calm down countdown. If you want, try to breathe in as I say each number and then out in between the numbers. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It all starts with a seed. Lie down on the floor or on your bed on one side. Curl up and hug your knees to your chest. Get comfortable. Plants need a few things to grow. I wonder if you can name some of them. Plants need something bright and warm. Sunlight. Plants need something that's wet. Water. Plants need to breathe fresh air. Plants need something brown, which is found on the ground. Soil. So let's pretend we're all snuggled up in a pot of soil. Give your knees a little squeeze. Imagine the sun shining right above you. Feel that warmth? It's warming us and it feels so nice. Now the sun is being covered up by some gray clouds. They're rain clouds. Drip, drop, drip, drop. The clouds are moving away now, and here comes the sun again. Let's begin to grow. Slowly let go of your knees and let them fall where they do. Now slowly reach your arms above your head and slowly stretch your legs out. Once you're all stretched out, bring yourself up so that you're on your knees or sitting down if that's more comfortable. If you're in your bed, or prefer to stay on the floor, then that's okay too. Did you know that no matter how you plant a seed, its roots will always push downwards, and the plant will somehow always know to grow upwards? Isn't that neat? While no one knows exactly how the plant knows which way is up, many believe that it's because of gravity that they can do this. So let's grow onwards and upwards. We've had sun to give us warmth and light. We've had rain, so we've been watered. Now let's start reaching up, up, up towards the sky. If you're staying on the floor or on your bed, lay on your back and reach your hands up over your head and stretch your legs out to either side. If you want to stand, go ahead now and stand tall and firm on your feet, shoulder width apart, hands reaching up. Keep this strong stance as you imagine all the yummy and healthy nutrients that you're drawing up from your roots. Breathe in the fresh air through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Excellent. If you'd like, you can put your arms down and sit or keep laying down. Look at all those beautiful flowers. Take a look at your petals. What color are they? What shape? What type of flower are you? No matter which flower you are, you are beautiful. And if your friends or sister or brother are doing this next to you, they're beautiful too. And there are many other children who will listen to this story from around the world, from Canada to the United States to Australia to the United Kingdom. And everyone could be imagining themselves to be a different flower with different colors, different shapes and sizes, growing at different times and speeds, and with a lot of other differences too. And they'll all be beautiful too. Because what is more beautiful than a field full of flowers, diverse in variety? There's beauty and strength in our differences as people too. We can learn so much from each other to become stronger, wiser, and kinder. Before we finish, I wanted to share a quote that I thought was perfect for the story. The author is unknown, and it goes like this. Every child is a different kind of flower, and all together make this world a beautiful garden. I can't wait to see what kind of garden you're going to help make. If you help plant some flowers or other plants this spring, will you let us know? You can take a photo of your plant and have a grown-up help you post it to our Facebook page at Bedtime FM or Twitter at Peace Out Podcast. Until next time, peace out and peace within. Thanks for listening. The Peace Out Podcast is part of Bedtime FM, founded by Rob Griffiths. Today's story was written and narrated by Chanel Sang, with sound and editing by Rob Griffiths. You can listen to more relaxation and mindfulness stories at bedtime.fm/peaceout or on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. This is the last week to enter our Facebook contest to win a $50 or £50 Amazon gift card. Just go to our Facebook page at Bedtime FM and share our contest post, tagging us and a couple of friends. Tell your friends which Peace Out or Storytime story is your favorite. Each time you share the post before April 1st, we'll enter your name into the draw. The lucky winner will be announced on our Facebook page on April 3rd, 2017. Good luck.